On today's show, Lincoln takes the wraps off the all-new Navigator, Buick reveals the new Enclave, and Honda is considering a unique approach to reduce its carbon footprint. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, the New York Auto Show kicked off yesterday, and we have a number of new reveals to look at. Let's start with the new Lincoln Navigator. As you can see, the styling is completely updated and now features a grille similar to the Continental and MKZ. The interior has also been reworked and includes a new infotainment system, connectivity features, and front seats like the Continental that adjust up to 30 different ways. It also keeps the cool push-button gear selector like we saw in the concept. And it's now nearly 200 pounds lighter thanks to its aluminum body. The SUV is powered by a twin-turbo V6 that's mated to a 10-speed automatic transmission. That setup is estimated to pump out 450 horsepower. Buick took the wraps off the new version of its full-size crossover, the Enclave, which now features the company's new signature grille. Its proportions have been reworked, the wheelbase is longer than before, and it has more cargo and passenger room. Underneath the hood is a 3.6-liter V6 that's matched with a 9-speed automatic transmission. The new Enclave is also available with a number of new safety and infotainment features. Buick also revealed the Avenir version of the Enclave, the first model in its new sub-brand. It comes standard with more equipment, and it features its own unique trims and materials. Pricing for the Buick Enclave will be revealed closer to when it goes on sale this fall. Earlier in the week, we showed you a new SUV concept from Infiniti, the QX80 Monograph, and now we have more of the photos to look at. While it's not an official look at the next-gen QX80, the company does say the concept showcases how its SUV styling could evolve into the future. And overall, it's a pretty sharp-looking vehicle. But if it did get the green light for production, we have to imagine the styling will be toned down a bit. But what do you think? Is Infiniti heading in the right direction with its design? We'll be back with more reveals from the New York Auto Show right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, propulsion solutions that support a clean, energy-efficient world.
We recently showed a teaser for Acura's new TLX, but now we're getting more of the picture. Visually, the biggest change is the automaker's new signature grille. Most of the rest is the same, with just a few minor tweaks to the front and rear fascia. There's also a new sportier A-Spec package that does feature its own distinct styling on the inside and out. And the dual-screen setup on the interior on all models has been updated with better software. Acura's suite of driver assistance technologies is also standard. Look for the new TLX to hit dealerships this June. Well, the Dodge Demon finally emerged from hell yesterday, and here are some of the highlights. 840 horsepower, 770 pound-feet of torque, 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds, and the quarter mile in 9.65 seconds. And this thing looks bad to the bone. As we said from the beginning, it's like a Hellcat on steroids. You know, there are a lot of things that factor into the purchase of a new vehicle, and for some people, their pet is one of them. And Nissan's new project may be the perfect solution. See what I did there? The Rogue Dogue, that's dog with UE at the end, has all the features and amenities to satisfy our four-legged friends. Food and water dishes, a bed, and shower, and integrated drying system. There's even attachments for a leash in the second row and the rear cargo area. And while this may seem like a silly concept, other automakers like Subaru have carved out a nice niche for themselves by catering to owners with pets. And while we're on the subject of New York, don't miss our coverage of the Big Apple's Auto Show. John will be on the floor today checking out all the latest reveals and interviewing the key people that make it all happen. You can thumb through some of the highlights we've seen so far on our Twitter page. Just look for Autoline. And we'll also be posting interviews on our website and YouTube channel later today. So look for that as well. Coming up next, a look at a unique idea Honda is considering to reduce its carbon footprint.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
Car makers are feverishly working to improve the fuel economy of its vehicles. But some, like Honda, are also thinking about how to reduce carbon emissions throughout its entire organization. Recently on AutoLine After Hours, we were joined by Steve Center, the head of Honda's environmental operations, and he told us that the company is considering a unique approach to reducing its carbon footprint.
There's also, we're studying a carbon tax internally to cause different groups to understand the costs to society, perhaps, of what they're doing or the products. So if you look at some of our products, which aren't as fuel efficient as some of the others, so you have a Fit and you have an Odyssey or a Pilot, which, of course, are all wonderful cars, but how many Fits would you have to sell when the market doesn't want as many Fits to make up for one of the larger cars? So internally, we're looking at applying different kinds of...
So you're going to have a Honda cap and trade scheme going on?
We might have to do that to
get people
to realize that. Well, we're studying it, and a lot of other companies have done that. Microsoft does that. Other companies have done that. And we brought it up a couple of times. We have a North American Environmental Committee, and we're looking at ways, at the very least, to raise people's awareness, because right now it's not on the radar. When you're developing a product, you've got cost targets, you've got safety targets, you've got weight targets, you've got feature targets, you've got price targets, all of these things, but there isn't really the carbon target. There's a fuel economy target, which is sort of a proxy for it, but not really, because the federal government has all kinds of greenhouse gas requirements, and that's based on the roll-up of the whole fleet. So we need to balance what we're creating or to understand where we could perhaps invest a little more to reduce that in some products, because otherwise there might be a tax or a penalty on the development team where there wouldn't be.
In addition to the environmental talk, the guys also discussed the new Honda Clarity fuel cell with Steve Center. So to learn more about that car, you can watch the entire show right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. And speaking of After Hours, you won't want to miss tomorrow's show. John and Gary will be in New York talking about the winners and losers of the show and speaking to executives from Toyota, Infiniti, and Lincoln. That's Thursday afternoon on our website, autoline.tv. That wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.